Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, and welcome to another episode of Gospel Gold. I am your host, Reverend Michael Rogers. I am so very glad you have joined us tonight here on Gospel Gold. Of course, you know that Gospel Gold is on every Monday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We hope that you will spread the word, tell a friend, tell a neighbor that Gospel Gold is on the air. Gospel Gold is a program that is dedicated to the history and the preservation of traditional African-American gospel music. It is our belief that all the music that our people have produced on these American shores came from traditional African-American gospel music. When our ancestors first hit these American shores, it was field songs and work songs that they did in the fields. And from that came the spirituals and gospel and jazz and rhythm and blues, rock and roll. And all of the music that we have produced told a story of the adversities and how we overcome them on these American shores. We believe that this is what we should be preserving. Some of the most beautiful and stimulating music that has ever been written has been written because of the African-American experience. And we know that we cannot tell the story in a one-hour program, but each week we come to you and we try to highlight some of the great artists, some of the great songs that took place during that time so that we can keep them in mind and keep them preserved. So that is what Gospel Gold is all about. We come to you each Monday night with the presentation of traditional African-American gospel music in all of its shapes and forms. It is a living experience, an ever-growing experience. It is an experience that has given our people great vitality, great life, and has encouraged us to keep on going even when times were rough. And so we here at Gospel Gold, we come every Monday night to present gospel artists and music that has made such an impact on our lives. We invite you to go to the Gospel Gold Facebook page. Go there and hit the like button. Make sure you hit the like button. There you will find a lot of information as to what we do here on Gospel Gold. You will find some of the articles on various gospel artists. You will find some of the music that we play here on Gospel Gold. You will also find various information concerning gospel and how gospel is defined as traditional African-American gospel music. We invite you to go there. You will find also the link each week for the program for Gospel Gold. If you would like to listen to internet, you can go to that link and you can hear the program over the internet. If you are listening by phone, you can speak to us directly in the studio tonight. The area code is 845-241-9839. Area code 845-241-9839. We invite you to either call and speak with us tonight or go to the Facebook page. There you can stay in touch with us and we can stay in touch with you. We always want to inform you on what's going on in the gospel field and to keep the history alive. We bring back songs and groups that you may have heard of and some that you may not have heard of. And that is our purpose here to do so. This is not just another music program. I am not a DJ. I am simply a pastor who has a great love for gospel music, has grown up with gospel music, and is interested in preserving the traditional sounds of our people. And we invite you to go to that Facebook page and go back and look at some of the programs that we have done over the last few weeks. We thank God for those of you who commented on the program that we did a couple of weeks ago on the Jubilee style of gospel. Thank you so very much for those comments that you made. We thank you for that. That program was called Roll Jordan Roll. Roll Jordan Roll. You will find that on the Facebook page. Go there and don't forget to hit the like button. If you would like to get in touch with us, you can contact us through our email, gospelgold@songwriter.net, gospelgold@songwriter.net. If you'd like to support Gospel Gold, you may do so. Our Cash App is $GospelGold. $GospelGold, both G's are capital. That is our Cash App. You can support Gospel Gold if you would like. We thank God for you. We thank God for being able to come through this medium each week as we preserve the history, the great history, and the music of our people. We always start our program out with prayer. If you don't mind, pray with me. Our Father and our God, we thank you for this night. We thank you for this medium. We pray, God, that something be said tonight, something be heard here tonight, will inspire your people to keep on giving you the praise. This we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Here is our theme song for tonight. I won't be silent anymore. By the Northeastern Ohio Community Choir.
I'll tell the world where
Northeastern Ohio Community Choir. Last week on our program, it was called I Won't Be Silent Anymore, the first edition. We went back and we talked about some of the programs that we featured this year, and we hope that you will go back and hear that on the Facebook page. It was the first I Won't Be Silent Anymore, and we went through, we talked about 8 or 9 programs that we have recorded. We ask that you will go back to our Facebook page and you can hear all of those programs. Tonight, we wanted to do something different because this is we have just celebrated the anniversary or the birthday of America, the 4th of July. I thought that it would be fitting tonight that we would go back and listen to some of the songs that inspired our people during the struggle. This is a time of struggle for us. America gained its independence, but we have not received ours. But I wanted to take this time to just go back and listen to some of the songs, because we have to remember that we have gone through some turbulent times, and in particular during the civil rights movement. You remember when Sly and the Family Stone released a song called Everyday People in 1968. It was a rallying cry after a tumultuous year of assassinations and civil unrest and seemingly endless war. He said, we got to live together. I'm no better, neither are you. Throughout history, artists and songwriters have expressed a longing for equality and justice through their music. Before the Civil War, African-American slaves gave voice to the oppression through protest songs camouflaged as biblical spirituals. In the 1930s, jazz singer Billie Holiday wrote a song that simply said, "Strange Fruit." Woody Guthrie, folk ballads in the 30s and the 40s, often commented on the plight of the working class. But perhaps no other time in American history did popular music more clearly reflect the political and cultural movement than the soundtrack of the 60s, one that exemplified a new and overt social consciousness. It was during this decade that so many things happened in America, and so much chaos was in the world that people began to grow in their consciousness. And we heard songs like Donny Hathaway, "Someday We'll All Be Free." We heard songs like "Young, Gifted, and Black." Gil Scott Heron's "The Revolution Will Not Be Televised." Who can forget Marvin Gaye, What's Going On? We heard great songs by all of those great artists, "The Impressions," "Keep On Pushing," "People, Get Ready." But there were so many great songs that have been a part of the African-American experience during that time of the 60s. And gospel music played a great role in that as well. And so tonight we just wanted to go back, listen to some of the gospel music that helped to inspire our people during that time. It was a great time for us to come together, great time for us to expand our consciousness and move forward as a people. We celebrate that in our words, of our music. We celebrate in our poems and our books, and celebrate it in the lyrics of our words. Here is Odetta, "Sometimes I Feel Like a Motherless Child."
Sometimes I feel like a motherless child. Sometimes I feel like a motherless child. Sometimes
another great voice of the struggle. Here is one voice that Martin Luther King carried with him everywhere he went. It was the voice of Mahalia Jackson as she sang, "Precious Lord, Take My Hand."
I want to talk about the gospel songs after going to that field. I went out to go to St. Louis one morning to work in a revival. I left my wife asleep in bed, got in my car, and I went along. She was going to become a mother, and I was anticipating a great happiness and great joy on my return. But I got to St. Louis, and about the second night, in the meeting, a telegram boy came and brought me a telegram. I opened it and it read, "Your wife just died. Come home." I couldn't finish the meeting. Finally, I got home to Chicago the next morning, and it was so. I found it all true. They never moved the body. And that killed me off. I wanted to go back to blues. But after putting my wife away and the baby in the same casket, I went to the old poor old college in the music room there, Mr. Fry and I, and just browsing over the keys. And seemingly the words, like drops of water from a crevice of a rock above, seemed to drop in line with me on the piano. "Precious Lord, take my hand. Lead me on. Let me stand. I'm tired, I'm weak, I'm worn. Through the storm, through the night, lead me on to the light. Take my hand, precious Lord, and lead me home." Now, God has blessed. I have another family. I have a wife, a son, a daughter, and a grandson about 7, 8 years old. And the Lord has led me, and He will lead you. And I hope some way, somehow, if you don't sing "Precious Lord, Take My Hand," you will learn to sing it and sing it with the feeling and the fervor. God bless you and keep you.
Precious Lord, take my hand. Ooh.
From the spirituals of the southern plantation fields, and the soulful chords of black gospel, to the full-throated determination of protest songs demanding social justice and change during the civil rights movement, music played and united people and forged identities and created art. Music of the civil rights era was crucial to the productivity of the movement. Music communicated unspeakable feelings and a desire for radical change across the nation. Music strengthened the movement and added a variety to freedom and a progression of strategies. Music was highly successful in that the songs were direct and repetitive, getting the message across clearly and effectively. Melodies were simple with repetitive choruses, which allowed easy involvement within both those who sung and those who heard the songs. There were often more singing than talking during protests and demonstrations. Tonight, I want to play a song that was one of those direction songs, one song that you might have heard during the struggle, because sometimes you have to communicate that there's only one more river to cross.
Oh, Jordan River, I'm bound to cross.
Oh,
That was the great Pastor Shirley Caesar, One More River to Cross. Perhaps the most celebrated of all the freedom songs was We Shall Overcome. The complex process by which this song was adapted was kind of an unofficial anthem for the movement. It also reveals much about the improvisational nature, not just of the piece, but of African-American culture. The movement was endlessly creative and endlessly adaptive, just like African-American music was intricately adapted through various musical techniques. Here is thank you.
creeping on wheels. No more weeping on.
Experiencing some technical difficulties in the studio tonight. We ask that you abide with us. We're going to just keep playing music as we go out tonight. Don't forget to tell someone that Gospel Gold is on every Monday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Visit our Facebook page. There at the Gospel Gold Facebook page, you'll find all the information concerning Gospel Gold. Continue to listen to the great music of the struggle as our people continue in this great land.
Speaker! second wonder. Haragat.
Stand for holiness.
get us out. Oh, set for holy night.
For holy night. For righteousness.
And the countenance of them. Point to somebody, say, you stand. Hallelujah. Clap your hands, everybody. Clap your hands, everybody. Hallelujah.
Paul and Silas, bound in jail, had no money for to go to bail. Keep your eyes on the prize. Hold on, hold on. Chain from hand to hand. Keep your eyes.